Roma 1, ROMA, make it.
All my life I've been a traveling man. All my life I've been a traveling man. Staying alone and doing the best I can. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. Hard to tell about a man like me. I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. She passed me up there, she didn't like my kind. I'm scared to bother around her house at night. I'm scared to bother around her house at night. Got a police dog craving for a fight. His name is Rambler when he gets a chance. His name is Rambling when he gets a chance. He leaves his mark on everybody's hands. Guess I'll travel, guess I'll let her be. I guess I'll travel now, guess I'll let her be. Before she sticks a police dog on me.
Police Dog Blues par Blind Blake, enregistré en 1929. Blind Blake est aussi appelé le King du Ragtime Guitar. Sa carrière débute en 1929 à Atlanta, où il fait découvrir son style ragtime. En 1926, il signe chez Paramount Records, avec qui il va enregistrer plus de 80 titres. Malheureusement, la faillite de sa maison de disques en 1932 l'entraînera dans l'anonymat. Blind Blake meurt en 1934. Plusieurs questions entourent la vie de Blind Blake, à commencer par son état civil, mais aussi le lieu et les circonstances de sa mort. Pneumonie, renversé par une voiture alors qu'il se rendait à un concert, ou alors alcoolisme. Les questions ne font qu'amplifier la légende. Vous écoutez la session 2 de Mind Reader Blues, l'émission qui dépoussière les sillons sur RSR, la radio, et on écoute Canned Heat Blues de Tommy Johnson.
Crying can't hit mama. Crying so low to learn me. Crying can't hit mama. So low to learn me. Yeah, can't corrupt her. Crying mama, 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 no candy killing me. time before, never die. I will come a dead morning, rain can't eat on my mind. Woke up dead morning, can't eat on my mind. Woke up dead, rain can't eat on my mind. Grind on, Lord, I want them. Can he know you let me take a good rub it, turn but my soul. Take a grass, yeah, don't do the easy road. I woke up a red morning, crying, can't eat, run my bed, run you somebody, take it, can't eat you, run you somebody, can't take it, can't eat. Crying mama, 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 crying can't he kill me, bleed to my soul, no, they gon' kill me dead.
Planet Heat Blues, enregistré en 1928 à Memphis dans le Tennessee par Tommy Johnson. Dans cette chanson, Tommy Johnson fait référence à son addiction pour les Canette Heat, qui étaient des petites boîtes de conserve servant à la cuisson et contenant de l'alcool gélifié. Mélangé à du gazole et du polish, les plus démunis en tiraient une boisson alcoolisée et fortement toxique. Tommy Johnson fait partie des légendes du blues, car il aurait pactisé avec le diable en échange de la maîtrise de la guitare. Il raconte que perdu à un carrefour, à un crossroads, il aurait rencontré le diable. C'est ce dernier qui lui aurait appris à chanter et jouer le blues. La légende du pacte avec le diable sera reprise par Robert Johnson. Dans une ville du sud, Robert Johnson rencontre Son House, un bluesman célèbre. Il va jouer quelques morceaux devant lui, mais à la fin du concert, Son House va le ridiculiser. « Tu ne sais pas jouer de la guitare, tu fais fuir les gens. » Robert Johnson quitte alors la ville pour y revenir 2 ans après. Il joue à nouveau devant Son House. Son House est alors abasourdi devant ses progrès, avant qu'il était désormais dépassé. La légende est à nouveau reprise. Robert Johnson va expliquer ses progrès par une rencontre. Alors qu'il était perdu dans les alentours de Clarksdale, dans le Mississippi, il s'endort à un carrefour. Soudain, une brise fraîche le réveille, et il voit au-dessus de lui une ombre immense avec un long chapeau. Effrayé, ne pouvant dévisager cette apparition, Johnson reste paralysé. Sans un mot, l'apparition se penche, prend sa guitare, l'accorde, joue quelques notes divines, avant de lui rendre l'instrument et de disparaître dans le vent noir du sud.
Chicago.
of California to my sweet home, Chicago. Now one and one is two, ten, two is four. I'm heavy loaded, baby. I'm booked, I gotta go. Blind baby, I need all you want to go. Back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I turn to his four, four into his six. You're gonna keep on mucking around your friend, boy, he gonna get you. Been a son of a trick, but I'm crying, baby. Honey, don't you want to go? Back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm 6 and 2 is 8, 8 and 2 is 10. Friend was a tricky one time. She's sure gonna do it again, and I'm crying, hey, baby, don't you want to go? To the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm going to California, from further than a mile far away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, son. Hey, hey, baby, don't you want to go? Hey, to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago.
C'était Sweet Home Chicago par Robert Johnson. Après une carrière bien remplie, Robert Johnson meurt en 1938 dans des circonstances mystérieuses. Après un concert, il se sent mal et est emmené chez un ami. Il va alors agoniser pendant 4 jours. Certains disent qu'il a été empoisonné par un marégeal ou d'autres qu'il a succombé à la syphilis ou à une pneumonie. La légende devient à nouveau légende. On peut lire sur son certificat de décès... dans la partie cause du décès, pas de docteur. Robert Johnson fut le premier artiste maudit du Club des 27, mort à 27 ans. 4 ans plus tard, un cyclone ravagea les lieux de sa mort. Johnson aura écrit 29 chansons. On dit qu'il en a écrit une 30e et que celle-ci aurait été gardée par le diable.
Girl, I love you like a dog. tell you, know that big bell tower. Oh boy,
c'était Sound House avec les morceaux Mississippi Country Farm Blues et Clarksdale Mom. Sound House est un des pionniers du Delta Blues. Il est né en 1902 dans le Mississippi. Au début, il veut devenir prêcheur, mais il apprend en même temps la guitare en autodidacte, bien que la religion lui interdise fermement, car cette musique évoque le péché. Entre 1928 et 1929, il va purger une peine de prison pour meurtre. À sa sortie, il reprend la guitare et joue avec les plus grands, Charlie Patton, Robert Johnson, Willie Brown. Il va enregistrer plusieurs titres jusqu'en 1940. C'est alors qu'il va sombrer dans l'oubli. Dans les années 60, un peu comme Mississippi John Hurt, il sera redécouvert avec le revival folk blues et plus récemment avec les White Stripes qui vont reprendre l'un de ses morceaux Death Letter.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston gives you real flavor for rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Le prochain morceau est un morceau de Charlie Patton qui s'intitule Pony Blues. Charlie Patton est considéré comme le père du Delta Blues. Il découvre la musique à 9 ans dans les plantations du Delta du Mississippi. À 19 ans, il est déjà un artiste complet. Il va écrire l'un de ses titres le plus célèbre, Pony Blues. Patton va quitter le Sud et son racisme, thème récurrent de ses chansons. Patton est un infatigable voyageur qui va rencontrer toutes les grandes figures emblématiques du Delta Blues. Willie Brown, les membres de la famille Chapman, Robert Johnson. Patton utilise la technique du finger picking polyrythmique en l'accompagnant du typing du corps de sa guitare, donnant à ses compos cette présence originale. Patton meurt en 1934 d'une crise cardiaque, laissant derrière lui son empreinte non négligeable dans l'avènement du Delta Blues.
Gone. song. When I get down here, what, come here, yellow bee. Oh, you know you're there. Ah, boss me, Papa Charlie, till I get the nerve.
C'était Yellow Bee de Berta Lee, accompagné à la guitare par son époux Charlie Patton, enregistré en 1934, peu avant sa mort.
Now we'll let the members of the orchestra pause and refresh themselves, while we sit back, relax, and enjoy a special treat. Just the time for an ice cold bottle of delicious and refreshing Coca-Cola. Standing beside me is a man who is perhaps the world's most famous writer of sport. Grantland Rice. With him is a man whose name is a household word, the idol of baseball fans everywhere. In his day, the keenest.
And now, Decoder Ring Theater presents the continuing adventures of Canada's greatest superhero, that scourge of the underworld, hunter of those who prey upon the innocent, that marvelous masked mystery man known only as the Red Panda! The Red Panda, mysterious crusader for justice, hides his true identity as one of the city's wealthiest men in his never-ending battle against crime and corruption. Only his trusty driver, Kit Baxter, who joins him in his quest in the guise of the flying squirrel, knows who wears the mask of the Red Panda. This episode, The Riddle of the Sphinx.
Check the 10th floor, Malloy. Make sure the labs are locked up tight, Malloy. The boss isn't paying you to play tiddlywinks, Malloy. Boy, I wish he'd lighten up. 3 years as a night watchman, I've never even seen the boss. What does he care for a few tiddlywinks? See, what a surprise. Everything quiet, just like always. Light switch isn't working. Well, what of it? I'm not the maintenance man. Let him deal with it in the morning. What is that?
Thank you. can see you, it's just the same. I'm gonna start walking, cause I got a wooden pair of shoes. I'm gonna start walking, I got a wooden pair of shoes. Gonna keep on walking till I do be sobbing hearty soon.
C'était Sobbin' Blues par Bessie Smith, l'impératrice du blues. Bessie Smith débute en chantant dans la rue, puis en tournant dans les États avec le spectacle ambulant Ma and Pa. En 1923, elle signe chez Columbia Records et enregistre 123 chansons. Bessie Smith est l'artiste afro-américaine la mieux payée de l'époque en touchant près de $2,000 par semaine. Elle meurt dans un accident de voiture en 1937. Dans les années 30, par obligation technique, les morceaux ne devaient pas faire plus de 3 minutes afin qu'ils soient pressés en 78 tours. C'est pour cela que Garfield Akers va couper son morceau Cottonfield Blues en deux parties. Michael Gray, un historien du blues, qualifie ce morceau de naissance du rock'n'roll. Garfield Akers Cottonfield Blues, partie 1. Et deux.
I said, look at you, mama, what are you trying to do? I said, look at you, mama, what are you trying to do? You're gonna make me love you, you're gonna break my heart in two. I said, if you don't want me, what made you wanna love? I said, if you don't want me, mama, what made you wanna love? Now, the day you put me fair brown, sugar, that's the day you die. I'd rather see you dead, buried in some type of grove. I'd rather see you dead, mama, buried in some type of grove. And I hear some gobbler mama matching up you. It was early one morning, just about to break a day. It was early one morning, just about to break a day. And my long brown skin comes and drove me away. Lord, my baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out door. My baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out door. I put the poor boy one in, Lord, he walked the dead road. Yeah, mama, it's trouble everywhere you go. I said trouble, yeah, mama, it's trouble everywhere you go. And I trouble, yeah, mama, baby, good girl, I don't know. I got something to tell you. keep it all to yourself. Don't you tell your mama, don't you tell nobody else. I'm gonna write me a letter. Write me a letter. I'm a millionaire, yeah. Said I know you are catching faith in this one somewhere. Said I know you catching mama in the world somewhere. Write me a letter. I'm on the landing sky. I might know you're kidding when the wind will blow this mama, I don't know what to do. I just hope it is. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I know sugar is the only kind of you.
Much about Magic Touch, Campana's new cream makeup. Is it so very different from other makeups?
It's so different that you'll never believe how much prettier it will make you until you try it. Magic Touch is a cream complexion makeup that you apply with your fingertips. No powder puff, no water. You can use it anytime, anywhere. And it literally performs magic for your complexion. Gives you that new complexion loveliness that women are demanding today. The unmade-up look. Magic Touch provides a feminine, delicate, fragile makeup beauty. The Dresden doll-like complexion that women are seeking.
What does it look like?
Magic Touch is a wafer-thin cream in a beautiful white and gold compact. It offers you 6 new complexion-flattering shades. All you do is stroke your fingertips across the surface of the cream, apply to your face, and blend. Magic Touch contains a new magic ingredient that causes it to blend better than any cream makeup yet invented.
Do I use powder, too?
No, if you want the new luminous effect, and I don't mean shiny. Yes, if you want to give your complexion a matte finish. Either way, Magic Touch gives you a new, flawless-looking complexion.
Is Magic Touch very expensive?
Surprisingly inexpensive. You get a large-size, classic, golden-white compact of Magic Touch for only $1.
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
And believe me, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you do.
Hello. That's all there is to it. let him escape.
In my view, it's all very irregular. It might entail the most embarrassing repercussions.
Exactement.
Certainly.
It's the responsibility of the first magnitude.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson, but you must...
Blast all this discussion. What good are words? I'm sick of words. Hang the repercussions and the responsibility. If I fail, I'm responsible. Leave the cell door open. Let him escape. Let him. It's our only chance.
Membership.
Well, you can threaten me with the bottom pits of hell. And still, I insist, this obscenity must be destroyed. Do you hear me? Destroyed!
Todos los pasajeros desembarquen. All passengers ready to disembark.
I'm traveling for my health. I'm traveling for my health.
Tengan listos sus pasaportes. Get your passports ready.
I'm traveling for my health.
I don't understand.
New business in this country, senora.
I'm joining my husband.
My congratulations, an engineer.
Stefan Polanski.
C'était un extrait de The Stranger, un film d'Orson Welles de 1946, renommé en français Le Criminel. Le film raconte l'histoire de l'inspecteur Wilson chargé de retrouver des criminels nazis. Il fait relâcher Meineke, ancien chef d'un camp d'extermination, et va le surveiller. The Stranger est un film dit de commande qu'Orson Welles tourna pour prouver qu'il était capable de réaliser des super productions hollywoodiennes après les échecs commerciaux de ses précédents films, dont Citizen Kane. De nombreuses scènes furent coupées par les producteurs, ce qui amena Orson Welles à désavouer ce film. La particularité de ce film, c'est que c'est le premier film américain qui montre des images des camps d'extermination nazis au public un an après la fin de la guerre. Le prochain morceau est un morceau de Big Bill Bronzy, Stuff Pim Pomp. Alors Big Bill enregistre plus de 300 titres seul, mais aussi en accompagnant d'autres grands noms comme Washburn Sam ou Jazz Gillian. Il innove par son style qui sera repris rapidement par d'autres bluesmen et va permettre l'éclosion du style Chicago Blues. Il sera l'un des premiers bluesmen à se produire en France.
boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandido. You know what I heard about you? I heard you want to be a Frito Bandido like me. You do? Then you must sing the Bandido song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chips bag. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandido, hey! I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandido. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandido, you must not offend. Now, boys and girls, you are Frito Bandidos, too. You sing the Frito Bandido song, and you look for crunchy Fritos corn chips.
That's nice.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips. Munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
C'était Black Marty Blues de Sleepy John East. Sleepy John East est né en 1889 dans les plantations du Tennessee. Très tôt, il travaille dans les champs mais commence à jouer dans les fêtes et autres pique-niques. Il est accompagné de l'harmoniciste Amy Nixon et du guitariste Yank Rachel, avec qui il jouera toute sa carrière. Il enregistre entre 1929 et 1941 pour plusieurs labels. Ensuite, il sombre dans l'anonymat. Il est redécouvert en 1960, complètement aveugle et dans une extrême pauvreté. Il participera à quelques festivals avant de mourir en 1977. Plusieurs de ses titres seront repris, entre autres, par Muddy Waters et Elvis Presley.
Tell me you take a boot and touch a brand new shoe. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Oh, do lady, you turn water wine. I've been wondering where have you been all this time. I'm sitting here broke, and I ain't got a dime. You all could put something in these dukes of mine. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boy, you better watch it, 'cause she's tricky. I want you to unlock my door so I can get in and get all my clothes. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Now look at Hoodoo lady, I want you to treat me right. Bring my man back home, but don't let him stay all night. And don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boy, she's tricky as she can be. Better watch her too. Look here, hoodoo lady, I'm your friend. When you leave this time, come back again. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boys, I'm scared of them.
C'était Memphis Minnie avec Hoodoo Lady Blues. Memphis Minnie est née en 1897 et c'est une musicienne, guitariste et chanteuse de blues américaine qui a marqué de son influence ce qu'on appelle le courant Chicago Blues, influença des artistes comme Muddy Waters, Sonic James ou Jimmy Rogers. Memphis Minnie Blues est partie à l'âge de 13 ans de sa Louisiane natale pour arriver à Memphis. Elle se marie avec Joe McCoy, avec lequel elle formera un duo de guitaristes. Ils vont ensemble faire leur premier enregistrement en 1929 et, face au succès de leur premier disque, ils partent à Chicago en 1931. Ils imposent leur style qui préfigure le Chicago Blues. En 1934, ils divorcent, mais Memphis Minnie s'affirme seule. Elle est désormais accompagnée par un pianiste et un contrebassiste. En 1938, elle adjoint un second guitariste, Ernest Laurer, qui est son compagnon. Ils vont enregistrer ensemble jusqu'à la fin de leur carrière. En 1953, le couple retourne à Memphis pour prendre une retraite due à la santé précaire de Minnie. Minnie meurt dans un asile en 1973, 11 ans après la mort de son second mari. Elle laisse dans les mémoires une œuvre majeure et des compositions classiques comme Bubble Bee Blues, Me and My Chauffeur Blues, If You See My Rooster ou Black Cat.
I have a question to ask you. Want you to tell me if you can.
I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me, oh, tell me, please tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I often read the scripture, read it in different places. Haven't found anybody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me, oh, tell me who, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I saw some standing talking, comes up just in time. One brother said the soul of man is nothing but his mind. Oh, but I want somebody just to tell me, oh, tell me, please, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. Someday I say it's a scripture. Someday it's a thing out of sight. That's always argue the scripture, but no one knows it's right. And I want somebody to tell me, oh, tell me, please, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I travel through this country, travel through different places. I found nobody yet to tell me what is the soul of man. But I want somebody to tell me, ooh, tell me, yes, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me, oh, what is the soul of man? Yes, I want somebody to tell me, tell me, yes, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. Oh, I want somebody to tell me, yes, tell me who, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man.
What is the Soul of Man par Sister Rosetta Tharp. Sister Rosetta Tharp est une chanteuse et musicienne d'abord de gospel puis de blues. On dit que Sister Rosetta désaccordait sa guitare avant ses concerts afin d'obtenir un son proche des instruments traditionnels africains. C'est ainsi que se termine la seconde session de Mind Reader Blues. Je tiens à remercier tous les auditeurs et les personnes ayant écouté et fait un retour après la première session. On se donne rendez-vous pour un autre voyage sonore dans le temps le mois prochain. Mind Reader Blues est diffusé sur RSR La Radio le premier mercredi du mois de 21h à 22h. En rediff le vendredi soir entre 23h et minuit pour une ambiance late night et le dimanche matin de 9h à 10h. L'émission ainsi que toutes les chansons diffusées pendant l'émission sont disponibles en téléchargement sur la page de la radio sur le site revolutionsoundrecords.org. On termine par un dernier morceau de Ernest Rogers Willie the Chimey Sweeper qui date de 1929 et évoque d'étranges pilules d'opium. À bientôt sur Mind Reader Blues.
Have you ever heard about Willie the Weeper? Had a job as a chimney sweeper. He had the dope habit and he had it bad. Listen while I tell you about a dream he had. Oh, oh. He went down to the dope shop one Saturday night. He knew the lights would all be burning bright. Well, I guess he smoked a dozen pills or more. When he woke up, he was on a foreign shore. Oh, oh, the Queen of Sheba was the first he met. She called him lovey-dovey and honey-pet. She gave him a great big automobile with a diamond headlight and a golden wheel. Oh, oh, down in Honolulu, Willie fell in a trance. Seeing the dusky beauties do the hula dance. His sweetie got in jail and Willie sure did shout when he got the news that she had wiggled out. Oh, oh. He landed with a splash in the River Nile, riding on a seagoing crocodile. He winked at Cleopatra, she said, ain't he a sight? He said, how about a date for next Saturday night? Oh, oh, he had a million cattle and he had a million sheep, had a million vessels on the ocean deep, had a million dollars all in nickels and dimes. Well, he knew because he counted it a thousand times. Landed in New York one evening late. He asked his sugar for an after date. Started to kiss her and she started to pout when bang, bang, and the door gave.